The Paunch Stevenson Show, paunchstevenson.com, episode 319, Monday, March 30th, 2026.
I'm here in the car with the immortal Lanza. Hello.
Hello.
The first bit of business, the Buffy the Vampire Slayer reboot has been canceled before it ever went anywhere. And Sarah Michelle Gellar said don't watch it.
Well, did she say that? I didn't know that. I thought she was gung-ho about it.
She said the pilot is not finished, don't watch it.
It leaks. Oh, I didn't read that. I did read, I guess one of the problems was, like, Buffy wasn't involved until, like, the very end, like Luke Skywalker in the new Star Wars. But that's to me, that's a very easy change. It's like any other reboot. There's a young cast who comes in, right? Somehow there's a spell that got Sunnydale, right, coming up, and they need Buffy's help.
Well, it's a pilot. Again, it was a pilot.
Right.
With a new generation or whatever. But the other thing is, the Chloe Chow was supposed to be running the show, but they had a Hulu executive who never saw the original, who was in control of this show and made them rewrite it like 10 times, so God knows what it even looked like when they were done.
Right. But does it matter if these people watch the shows or not? Like, do you think any reboot is being greenlit and people are like, yeah, I saw that show 30 years ago, I love it?
Yeah,
I think it's just a name. At this point, it's just a name. Like, at some point, they were in talks of doing a Great Outdoors remake with Kevin Hart. You think someone
what?
Was like, yes. You think someone like was like, yes.
Wait, Big Bear? Big Bear Chase?
Big Bear, follow.
Big Bear Chase,
yeah. You think someone was like, I love that scene, I want to remake this movie? I think someone was just like, hey, I have an idea for a movie. Let's take 10 names of 80s movies and put it on a script and see who bites.
Yeah.
Right? There's a Gremlins cartoon out there on
Israel,
right?
Netflix.
Yeah, somewhere, right?
Well, they're doing a Gremlins 3.
Again, what? How good? What? Gizmo has a kid? Because everyone has a kid in the remakes. Because you can't have Beverly Hills Cop 4.
Well, you get him wet and he has kids.
Zach, I forgot his name in the movie now.
Gilligan. Oh,
no,
Billy.
Billy's got kids? Oh.
Billy!
Maybe they go to Gizmo's dead? I mean, what can we do here?
Well, Futterman's dead.
Futterman is dead.
The great, why can't I think of his name? I met him. Robin, I met him at Chiller. Did you meet him at Chiller?
Yeah, but I can't think of his name.
What the hell was his name?
Because he was there with Gallagher, wasn't he?
Maybe.
They're all good.
But I got Mrs. Futterman at the Hollywood show. As I explained to Rob. And then the funny part was the guy that was handling her table... Hollywood show, and that one, Jackie Joseph. He had never seen Gremlins, didn't even know she was in it. I said that's probably the main reason people are seeing her here.
Where did he know her from?
I don't know. She just wound up being the handler.
Oh, okay, all right.
Well, she was in Police Academy 4.
There's no way someone's like, hey, I've seen you in Police Academy 4. Never heard of Gremlins.
Well, I mean, she did stuff many, many years ago, obviously.
Yeah. That's all the same thing. So anyway, back to... I was surprised that the Buffy reboot didn't get a go, even for 6 episodes, which...
Yeah, I thought it was... I mean, because nobody cares about Hulu, so it's like, what are you doing? But I don't know, I guess.
Yeah, but does anyone... Again, at this point, is there anything that has come out where you're like, I can't wait to subscribe to this specific service for this specific reboot?
Well, I mean, I just pirate everything, so...
To your point, you would have pirated Buffy.
Well, I think I have Hulu, but I'm not sure.
Even so, it doesn't matter, right? You would have watched it, like...
Of course!
Right, but nobody's like, oh, Paramount rebooted Dexter for the fifth time.
Well, like, that I would have had no interest in.
Right. Like, how many times could he, like, fake death, or get away with it, or... So, like, even if this is good, like, there's, like, I don't know, there's got to be diminishing returns at some point somewhere.
Well, a lot of people said that it wouldn't be any good because Joss Whedon wouldn't be involved.
I mean,
since it was his creation.
I don't know.
I mean, I think they could have done a fine job on it.
It's hard to say, because if he, you know, it's, I don't really know the backstory of Buffy, but if he ended on his own terms after the two-season pickup at UPN, then he probably doesn't have a story in mind to keep it going. If those guys were like, that's why Firefly, which another one coming trying to come in as an animated series.
Yeah, well, that's Fillion doing it. It's right. Also not Joss Whedon.
Right, but Whedon didn't end it on his own terms, right? And there was a big...
Well, they did the movie.
That was... I forgot they did
Serenity, yeah, it was okay.
So...
Well, that just... The Firefly cost too much money, and Fox just used to cancel everything.
Well, Dollhouse.
Dollhouse got canceled after about basically a season and a half.
I think it was all two, because it was like that Terminator series got canceled.
That got Sarah Connor Chronicles got canceled very quickly. True Calling canceled after two seasons.
True Calling, that's right. Well,
another Fox show. I mean, Sliders, of course, three seasons on Fox 30 years ago.
Sliders never went into syndication.
It was always sci-fi.
So it was canceled one season on Fox and then to Sci-Fi, or
no,
three?
No. It was the first season was a March mid-season replacement. Yeah. They did 10 episodes.
Yeah.
Then the next year they got picked up mid-season again in March and did 13 episodes. And then the third season was a full season and they didn't renew it, Fox. So it went to Sci-Fi.
For
the fourth and fifth. What? Sliders is fantastic.
I liked it when it was called Quantum Leap.
What? No, that was switching bodies.
Yeah, we're sliding through time. I know.
Sometimes. Well, I always liked Quantum Leap, I must admit. That also was supposed to be a reboot. Oh, it was a reboot.
It was rebooted.
Canceled?
2 years, I think. Done.
2 years they made it?
I think so.
But Bacco was never on it.
No. No.
No, I know he was.
Magnum P.I., that was another one.
Who cares?
Right. But I'm just saying, they're just
Y5O.
Matlock. Well, at least Hawaii Five-0 ran for like 9-10 years on Bates. CBS, right? They would run stuff into the ground. Now
the old CBS.
Yes. That's why they say used to. But even Matlock, you could have had Kathy Bates as a lawyer. They just think throwing a name for nostalgic reasons will get the 70-year-old crowd when you still need the 18 to 34 in the real world. So I don't understand this nostalgia.
But is she playing Matlock?
Yes.
She is.
Yes. But I haven't watched that. I don't know if she's Matlock's wife. Descendant.
I don't know.
It's an alias and it's supposed to be a cute homage.
Cousin.
Who knows?
Your Honor, I just want to get a hot dog.
I mean, A for effort, but that's a... If we were not talking Matlock, I don't know what you'd be saying.
Come on, it's Matlock. No. Or you know, when he had Don Knotts on it.
Yeah. Well,
hey, Andy!
Yeah, I mean, he didn't call him Andy on the show.
Well, I know.
Yeah, that was... Don Knotts is in bed. Anyway, yeah. So that was. I'm not watching anything new TV anyway.
Well, who does?
I've tried to watch.
Oh, you know what I've watched is I've rewatched The Avengers from 1960s.
Yeah, that's a tough show.
Come on.
Yeah, I never got into
Very
it.
Very esoteric. I'll give you that.
I just never got into it. I never had nostalgic reasons.
Well, it used to be on in the middle of the night when I was in college and all on WPIX. They would rerun it. And in black and white. Well, that's what it was. And then later seasons were in color anyway. But I would watch that. And so I'm doing a little rewatch on that.
I always had the... when Nick at Night Summer used to do like blocks. So I always watched like Beaver, Lucy, Cotter at the time. That's what
I can't watch Leave It to Beaver. That's putrid.
Well, when I was six, I don't
my three
know.
Sons, anything, I don't want, I can't watch. The Dennis the Menace, I would watch.
Anything. I think here's the difference between TV now and then, right? Whatever was on, like I was forced to watch, and then told myself I have to like this.
It was good.
Or I'm not. Yeah, but
Brady Bunch, Gilligan's Island,
yeah, but
they were
point,
fun.
Like, I'm not into my three. Like now, I could care less about my three sons, and even Dennis the Menace, not really. But at the time, like whatever was on, I was like, wow, I get to watch TV now. There's like so many options where like there's no that is missing of like just enjoy what's on.
Well,
right, and everything's got to be like everything's supposed to be planned out now. Where sometimes I just want a non-episodic I've been watching Batman the Animated Series.
Oh, super I did that a couple of years ago. I did the rewatch.
Easy.
And then I went to Superman Animated Series, and I never got through it.
Yeah, I never liked the Superman movies. I was more of a Batman guy anyway. Except when he died, and I was they were like, oh, he's never coming back. And I got
Superman?
Duped in.
Yeah, I came back immediately.
Yeah, well, literally. I think I got duped into buying all those comics.
Everyone did!
Do you remember? Maybe you probably don't remember.
Don't take it out of the bag!
Not only that, they used to have different colors. That
white garbage bag.
That was the rumor. They were like, oh, the green. If no, you don't so. Open it. Well, that's what they used to say. I remember.
Or just white.
No, I had black. Yeah. A black bag, a white bag. But then they said the letter was different. Ah, it was good hype at the time.
I know.
Yeah. But then I used to go to Heroes World. White Plains. That was the closest comic shop.
So that was Heroes World was our distributor.
Oh yeah?
Back in the 90s. Yeah, well they were they weren't in White Plains. They were somewhere in New Jersey, I thought.
They had a store in the mall in White Plains.
Yeah, now this would have been the warehouse.
Yeah, right.
And, but we had this woman who would come from there and she would go and supply our card store with cards.
Yeah. It was good times.
And then Heroes World, I think I've talked about it on this show. Heroes World used to do a vendor like convention in Parsippany. And they would have in the booth, they would have all the people for all the comic book writers and all that in their little booths and all. And we would go and my father would get us in. It was not open to the public.
That's cool.
And so we would go there, me and my friends, and we'd wait till the last day and try and mooch all of the promo cards. From all the tables, so we figured, well, you guys are done with this stuff. You're throwing this stuff out, basically, which they were.
Right.
And so my father sell all the promo cards.
Yeah. That's why I miss certain things.
Stan Lee was there.
Yeah?
That's right. We didn't know who the hell he was, but there he was.
Yeah, artists.
Web slingers.
Writers, I had no idea as a kid. But then they, you know, everything had these long arcs where, like, I couldn't, you know, it's like I could subscribe to the comic book. So if I didn't get all the issues, like, they had Maximum Carnage for Spider-Man. I missed like 7 issues. I'm like, what is going on? Like, right? Nightfall with Bane. No idea what's going on. I mean, you get the gist of it. Like, Batman's in trouble.
Right? Or you could have just waited for like the trade paperback compilation.
Right.
Newsstand, right. Whatever that was.
X-Men. Then X-Men became the New Mutants. Like, that's what I was getting at. I was like, everybody's new. There's 4 Supermen. Only one is real.
Well.
Superboy.
Yeah,
Superboy. Man of Steel. Then they had the Shaq Man of Steel movie. Was all downhill.
Steel,
I believe.
That was Steel. That wasn't Man of Steel.
But he was Man of Steel.
Man of Steel.
Right. But that was...
Was that better or worse than Shazam?
I haven't seen either.
No.
So...
I think I saw Shazam and it was terrible.
I would... I can go on record and probably say, yeah, it probably is terrible.
The big one back then was a Blank Man.
Love Blank Man.
Really?
Love Blank Man. Yes. With I forgot the robot's name. Blank Man's great. Or how about, no, you're forgetting Meteor Man.
Meteor Man was tough. That was not good. It wasn't even funny.
I just remember because those to me were like the 90s WPIX movies. The 80s was always like Bingo Long's Traveling All-Stars with Richard Pryor. It was Raiders of the Lost Ark. No other indie movie, just Raiders.
Right.
And then Superman 3 and 4, not 1 and 2.
Oof.
All that, and just like The Blob, the new one from the 80s.
Ugh.
So all I watched as a kid. And then they would have like, they'd maybe have one or two serious movies, but that was it.
Right. And then, so the other news, obviously, was Chuck Norris has died. Or, well, what are the, Rob sent me this stupid, I'll read it off here. Chuck Norris isms here. There was a whole I don't remember what it was, but there was a whole website devoted to Chuck Norris. A very long... Death once had a near Chuck Norris experience.
That's a tough one. Because he's dead.
I know.
Yeah, so I mean...
Chuck Norris... man, I have to... Let me see if I can figure out what it was. So he was 86, and he just had a birthday.
And he just posted last week about, like,
kickboxing. Doing his workouts.
So weird.
And, yeah. And all that, and so Chuck Norris came on the scene as, you know, martial arts, Bruce Lee, you know, he knew Bruce Lee, worked with him. Chuck Norris facts.
Yeah,
that's what it was.
Yeah.
This is back in 2007.
Really? I thought it was even older than that.
Well, it was, but that's when we talked about
it. Oh, you. All right.
On the show. Okay. Chuck Norris facts. So, Chuck Norris, and then, you know, he did some martial art kind of movies and all, and workout thing.
I don't really remember him from the movie stuff. I remember, I mean,
Walker.
Well, no, even before Walker, I remember Sidekicks.
That was a movie.
Right, but I don't think that was his first movie. Like, that's the first one I remember him from. Oh, that's what I'm saying. I don't really remember his movies besides Sidekicks. And to me, it was like Sidekicks, Walker, right back to back.
Jonathan Brandis.
Yeah, died.
Yeah.
He's dead.
Yeah. Did you get the Asian lady, Julian Nixon, at Chiller? She was also in one of the Rambos. She was in that, say, Sidekicks. She was nice.
I don't remember the Sidekicks movie too much. But again, that's one of those...
Well, it was Jonathan Brandis.
Well, he's trying to impress a girl, and Chuck Norris is like his inspiration, right?
Yeah, he keeps having these ghosts. Stupid dreams. Yeah. Yeah. And what they did was they had, in the dreams, it was like him and Chuck Norris would be dressed as these, like, white ninjas.
Yeah, it was...
And they did it so that neither of them had to do any of the stunts.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. I mean, great marketing, again, but ridiculous.
You know who the girlfriend was in there? Danica McKellar.
Oh, yeah? I don't remember that at all.
Yeah, Winnie Cooper. And you know who the bad guy was? No. Joe Piscopo.
In Sidekicks?
Yes! Well, you know, Joe Piscopo was a big martial arts guy. Yeah. And steroids.
Well,
steroids.
Who wasn't in the
Joe Piscopo, my mother, looked at me sideways once. Yeah, so that was Sidekicks was terrible. But for me, Chuck Norris, definitely the Mission in Action movies, obviously, which were, you know, they were basically Rambo ripoffs.
Which everything was, though, right? At some point, right? As soon as Rambo hits it big, it's like every... Van Damme and all those movies are rip-offs of each other.
Braddock!
Right? Like, it's like when Speed came out, everything was Speed, right? When Van Damme has, what's the hockey one? It's Speed on the hockey. Sudden Death? Right?
Sudden Death? Right.
This game is going into Sudden Death this fall. Like, come on. It's all Speed rip-offs.
I love that, though. Yeah. I thought that came out before Speed.
I don't think so.
I don't think it was a Sudden Impact, or
a Sudden Impact, the comet. Deep Impact. Yeah, it's all bad.
Oh, guys,
but again, you know what? There is something to be said where there was a new movie or two movies weekly.
Two words on the movie. That's all it was. All the Seagal movies, you know, were like three words.
Exit Wounds.
Well, that was later.
Yeah.
Alfred Justice, Above the Law.
Right.
Mark
right.
for Death.
You know, Bobby
Under
Lupo.
Siege.
But my point was too, like, those movies, you never got tired of them. They could be cheesy or whatever, but it just burns your memory.
All of those, especially Chuck Norris. Chuck Norris's movies would be replayed on TBS like 24/7.
Yeah,
because they were cheap. All those Golan Globus movies that he did, Mission in Action. Oh, and then Delta Force.
Oh yeah.
Oh my God, that I love Delta Force. And me and my friends in the neighborhood, we all, like, played a Delta Force character. And you know, I guess, you know, we had to rescue the hostages from the evil Arabs. Played by Robert Forster, of all people. Was an Arab at all.
Again, another trope of the 80s.
Those are great, those movies. Those Menachem Begin, whatever, the Menachem Golan and Globus and... I love the Delta Force, and of course the Delta Force theme, which I will play. Now, remember how that went? Dun, dun, dun. You know, it was sort of like the Top Gun theme, but better. And the Delta Force theme, back in the 80s, and for several years, ABC would run it at the start of the Indianapolis 500.
Oh, really?
So at the Indianapolis start of the Indianapolis 500 coverage. When they would, like, talk it up, the head announcer was Paul Page. And Paul Page would talk it up, like, and then they get into the line, you know, into the starting order. Anybody? You know, with this awesome dun, 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 and like in the background, like Alan Shear Jr. from Albuquerque, and he's like going through all of the each of it was fantastic. Hmm. And they've actually brought it back a few times, but not anymore because ABC doesn't cover them anymore. But the Delta Force theme was huge for them.
There were 3 million paving blocks in 1911. Today, only a yard of brick remains. The 2.5 mile path is surrounded by steel and concrete, silent sentries to the history made here. It is a legacy of speed. Between these walls, the risks are great. Emotions come from both ends of the spectrum. The Indianapolis 500-mile race is quite simply a spectacle, a celebration of technology and humanity. Today, it celebrates the diamond anniversary running. It was no different when the track was first planned. The first 500 was the spectacle of its day. The giant track beckoned the best of the age, and 80,000 fans, many arriving by horse and buggy. Ray Haroon won the first challenge. Since then, the lineage has raced on. Men who share a special look, the brotherhood of the best. Down the years, they have sought a common goal, victory in the Indianapolis 500. In 1925, Pete DiPaolo averaged 100 miles an hour. Today, 220 is the standard. In the 30s, the cars led the technology, cast iron and shaped sheet metal. Today, titanium and carbon fiber define the ultimate racing machine. Space-age electronics now help tame the raging horsepower. Danger has always been a passenger. Like the track and the speed, it is a constant, ever-present. It, too, is a part of the lure. Without that risk, the men are just ordinary. In a flash, a skilled drive transforms to disaster. But man can and does survive the machine. Jules Bou drank 6 bottles of champagne on his road to victory. Today, it's a frosty bottle of milk that awaits the eventual winner. That and so much more. The Yard of Bricks have witnessed the high-speed passage of history. In just a few hours, 500 miles from now, a 75th story will have been written. A new likeness will be added to a timeless silver cup. And a new name will sit atop the lineage of the greatest spectacle in racing, the Indianapolis 500.
Love that theme. And then, of course, he did those movies. And then, of course, well, he did one of my favorite directors was Andrew Davis, Chicago director, and of course he did Code of Silence with Chuck Norris.
I have to excuse me, the man dancing on the crossbar.
Yes, he looks like Michael K. Williams.
Yes. I don't want to take his foot off and get into a lawsuit.
Well, he's not suing you. So we're traveling back from the big event on Long Island. We're trying to get back into New Jersey. So Chuck Norris.
Not the only death this week.
Wait a minute. So Chuck Norris, maybe my favorite Chuck Norris movie, Firewalker. Never saw it?
No, that was all right.
I loved that. Was an Indiana Jones ripoff.
I think that's what always bothered me, right? Because I didn't really grow up on Chuck Norris. I grew up on like the indie stuff and the Rambos.
Right.
So when I saw it, I was like, eh.
Well,
like Missing in Action.
Off.
I know. That's what I. That's why.
Better.
I don't know.
Did it better.
Missing in Action, I like.
Because he had the beard and the mullet and the headband.
I guess. I don't know. Listen, I like Chuck Norris, but I didn't. Right, that wasn't a childhood staple for me.
But I'm just saying, Firewalker was so corny, and we just would always repeat all the lines from it. It was hilarious. Because Lou Gossett Jr. to us was hilarious.
I think now I appreciate all that stuff, but growing up, like, I actually liked, like, the Van Damme movies. Like, I didn't think they were corny. I was like, this is it for me. Like, this is awesome. He goes to an underground kickboxing where the FBI is involved.
But I like the Van Damme when, or when they're hunting him in New Orleans.
Yeah.
But the best is definitely, there's Double Impact. Right, where he plays himself twice
right.
with Jeffrey Lewis.
Right, right,
that was good.
Right.
In Hong Kong.
Who's the one with Rodman?
Oh, that's Double T.
Double T.
That was so bad.
Yeah, but that's all the later stuff. That's all right. the later stuff.
But that was hilarious. That movie was hilarious.
Double Team is, yeah.
Because you couldn't understand either of them.
And then
the other guy. Who's that speaking?
Yeah, so Fire, like, the Nora stuff, they didn't really play on regular TV, so I didn't really watch a lot.
Oh, that was all, it was always on Channel 11, but Channel 9.
I also got cable later, right? I didn't really have it as a kid.
This stuff was on free TV. It was all cheap.
I told you, I was a WPIX. That, to me, like, burned into my brain of Superman 4, The Quest for Peace. And I was like, this movie. I was like, I love Superman. And then I finally watched the first one. I was like, I don't like that Superman.
What?
Four, I mean. Oh. I thought four. Four, because again, that's what I grew up with. Four was terrible. Like, oh, no, it was great. I was like, I love Gene Hackman. Whoa. Well, four is also, not to get off the tangent, but four is also pieced together from half the story of three that was thrown out.
I know. It's so, just, I mean,
right,
bad.
Right. So that, which is interesting now, but, so back then I was like, I just love Superman. Then I saw one and two, and I'm like, oh, four is not a good movie.
Do you think, now really getting off tangent, so they just announced that Val Kilmer is starring in a new movie that he was supposed to make years ago, and they never made
it.
Completely AI!
I thought that was fake.
Because he's dead.
Yes, but I thought that was a fake news story.
No, I don't think it is. Yeah. It's fake.
I don't know. I don't trust a lot of stuff that comes on my feed.
SAG put out a whole message about it. Well, that's it has to be real.
Yes, and I think the daughter put out a message that was like,
Well, she doesn't care. She's getting money.
That's what I'm saying, but I think she signed off, like, because SAG put out something about the estate, and she's like, no, of course, like, it's fine. This is what he would have wanted. That is wild. That's wild. I am not a fan. I am not.
I mean, there's one thing. You think about actors who are so unique and unpredictable, and whatever their roles are, and they get so into the role. Well, you're thinking Val Kilmer, right? What? Christian Bale, Val Kilmer.
What movie is this that he signed on?
Well, I'm sure it was a pile of garbage.
But it had to be, I don't know, it's just a weird, I don't like any AI junk, right? Look at,
it's terrible, but I'm just saying.
The cameos they try to do, even the AI back when it was Lydia Soprano. It's never good. It's never evolved from 25 years ago. So.
But anyway, would you think that they should come out with a Superman AI with Christopher Reeve? I know they had him in the Flash movie.
Yeah, you can't.
Someone will do it.
If the Kilmer thing...
What's stopping anyone? They keep saying, oh, this AI is so good now. It's so good. So I look at these videos that pop up on, like, YouTube that are completely AI.
Yeah, they're all bad.
They're so bad because it's all like, hello. Oh, I am not feeling well today. Well, and it's like, what?
It's just all bad.
Not how people talk.
I mean, there's... If you're a casual scroller...
I mean, could AI ever create a performance like Shatner?
You'd have to, right? But so I don't know too much of the logistics, right? But you'd have to program, you'd have to, like, literally put in a performance of Shatner and just copy it.
No,
right?
But I don't mean Shatner. I'm saying someone that it creates.
No, you'd have to put in, right? You'd have to do some sort of thing where it's like, here's three personalities I want AI to mix in, right? And it's just an algorithm.
Well, that's what they do with the music,
right?
They create the AI music. Yeah, it's awful,
right? I don't know, but it gets on the charts.
It's what does that tell you?
Exactly. Right? I don't know. That's some tangent, but I just. I wouldn't want to see a Reeves Superman. I don't mind. I don't mind the cameos if they're done right.
Right.
If you're doing it, like, The Flash was just off. The Flash took me three sittings to sit there. Just because Keaton's in it.
And yeah, Keaton's great.
Right, if Keaton's not in that movie. Then at the end, I'm going, what is going on here? Why? What is this? It took me a while to understand, like, oh, that's Nick Cage in a Superman suit. Like, what are we doing here? Like,
Hey, man. I always wanted to play.
Make that movie. Go make that Superman movie with Brainiac.
Was that the Kevin Smith movie?
Giant Spiders, take it from Wild West.
Was that the Kevin Smith?
Give me that movie. Just give me bonkers stuff now. Give me any sequel that was canceled in the 90s, and I'll take it at this point.
I heard a rumor that Pierce Brosnan, they were going to offer him to do James Bond as, like, old James Bond. I would like to see that.
I mean, at this point, Daniel Craig's old James Bond.
Yeah, but he's dead. They're blown up.
I know. Everyone's dead.
I would love to see Pierce Brosnan as an old James Bond. Sort of like Connery in that Never Say Never Again.
But it all depends on the script. You can have a movie where you just see him as old James Bond for 10 minutes, and that's probably enough for the nostalgia kick, right? Like, I tell you, though.
Wait a minute, you're acting like a James Bond movie is some Academy Award winning, you know.
No, but I thought there's much better ones than, like the Craig ones at the end were so ridiculous.
Yeah.
Right? Like, there's something to be said of just, like, GoldenEye to me is just a great.
GoldenEye was very good, but every other movie he did was not very good.
Right. And that seems to be the pattern. I mean, like, it's tough because I didn't live through the Bond stuff. I just sort of,
well, most of them I didn't either, right. but I became a big fan.
But I like everyone, so I don't know. It's hard for me to complain about it.
I mean, the Connery movies, I don't know that they've. I think that they're at this point they're a little. Well, who does it?
Right? That's what I'm saying. So I just
you better like me, Josh.
Right, like anything Connery does. So that also goes to like when League of Extraordinary Gentlemen came out. But like now watching it to see Connery like that and just as a farce.
Sad.
I like seeing Connery on screen. So yeah, Bronson, so like, Bronson to me, like, it'd be cool to see, but I don't have that nostalgic feeling. Like, I was excited for the last Indy for Harrison Ford.
Right.
Because
So was I, obviously.
Right? And then I don't know.
I still think it's a great. I thought it was great. But I'm a diehard.
You thought 5 was great?
Yeah, I loved it.
I thought it was okay. I thought you could shave off a little.
That's every movie.
Yeah. Well, that's part of my critique. And like,
every movie now is 5 hours.
I understand. Trust me, I understand. I have the same thing every time. Like, Wicked doesn't have to be 3 hours.
I'm not watching that.
I mean, I'm just saying in general, you don't need that. But, yeah. So, like, I'm a fan. Like, even, you know, as bad as Indiana Jones 4 was, to see Ford get back in there, like, I'm all for it.
The problem with 4 was there was a couple of issues with it. I mean, the biggest problem was they could never agree on the script, and then they just did the movie. And it,
well, but also it's a perfect storm where it was like, okay, LaBeouf is like getting hot, right? So we, like that fits. They tried to do nostalgia, like the alien stuff didn't really bother me. Like whatever.
That never bothered me. That a lot of people were angry about that. Yeah. I said, but it was the CGI was terrible. The CGI in that movie was so bad. The location stuff was, the sets looked like crap.
Right. Again, he goes
Spielberg phoned that one in. That is one of his worst, laziest craps ever.
But also later, I mean, I don't want to say where his peak was, like, right? That mid-90s peak?
Lincoln?
When was that, though? 2000s, right?
2000, I don't know, 10 maybe?
Was that late? Well, what I'm saying...
It was after Kingdom of the Crystal Skull, but...
Yeah, but there's a point where I just feel like Spielberg gets less and less, again, diminishing returns on his stuff. Well, I'm not excited for a Spielberg movie where...
He's got an alien movie coming out, doesn't he?
Yeah, no...
UFO movie?
Yeah, what am I... Again, it's... Okay. They arrive.
I never saw The Fablemans.
I didn't. I think all these guys from the 90s where there's that stuff, I just, again, at some point it's diminishing returns.
Well.
That's why you lean on, like, Indiana 5 and, I don't know, Avatar 4 or whatever they're doing now.
Oh, those are just ridiculous. Fast and the Furious 19.
I guess they stopped making them, is that right?
Did they finally stop? I don't know.
That at least, I will say that, you know you're going into, like, this is just going to be ridiculous action. Yeah, it's a beat-em-up movie. It's almost, again, like a Van Damme movie. I could almost stomach those.
I'd love to meet Van Damme, but he doesn't come to this country. I don't know why.
Maybe someone has to book him.
They have, remember? There's been conventions that have announced Jean-Claude Van Damme, and then he cancels and the convention disappears.
And the pyramid goes down and they build another one.
I know, Mr. Premier for a mama. What he said in Last Action Hero.
Last Action Hero?
Yeah.
I remember that part.
He was a cameo.
Yeah.
Him and...
I remember the Stallone as Terminator cameo.
Yes. Well, no, he's not in it, Stallone.
I know. That's the only thing I really remember.
This is best movie ever!
Yeah. That's another one I haven't watched, like, fully in a long time.
Last Action Hero, I loved. But, you know, it did poorly, whatever, but I loved it. You know, but that was back when, you know, 93, man, 92, 93, 94, 5, 6. I was in high school. I saw every movie that came out, and we saw them 5 times a piece.
Even before that, the movies that came out, you go back to, like, the late 80s, there was movies coming out weekly of, like, again, if you're a kid, it was like Batman, Turtles.
Oh, right.
Go, like, they were just nailing movies. And the 90s were like that, right? You had, like, Jurassic Park. And, like, that wouldn't be the only blockbuster that summer, no. Right? There would just be tons of movies. I don't know. Right? And then to me, it's always like, and the array of movies. You'd have, like, Jurassic Park one week and then, like, Men in Tights the next week. That would be great. That was great.
Well, yeah. Well, not the Jurassic Park sequels. Terrible.
Well, yes, but, you know, you didn't know that at the time. When Lost World gets announced as a kid, you're just like,
I know.
Oh my God.
But then I went and saw it and I was like, yeah. What is this?
Right. But that's, I don't know. That's everything.
Well.
Like, how many good sequels would you say there are? Okay, let's put it this way. How many sequels were you disappointed in? Like, Batman Returns to me as a kid was disappointing.
A lot.
Right? Yeah.
Oh, so. Batman Returns is great. Love that.
Now, but as a kid, I didn't like it.
No, I loved it. But again, I was 14.
Right.
So, no, I love Batman. But Batman Forever, another story. That was, oof.
I could get into Forever more than
Tommy Lee Jones. I mean, come on. It was ridiculous.
I could stomach Forever.
Yeah.
Like, I was hyped for Forever. Once they got into, like, Batgirl.
Well,
although, watching Schwarzenegger now as Mr. Freeze is quite a treat. Nice to meet you. Like, fantastic stuff. Jesse Ventura as the bodyguard. Like,
so bad.
Poison Ivy. Like, Clooney. I don't know. That is a... it's a guilty pleasure movie.
I will say, I enjoyed that one much more than Batman Forever. I thought Kilmer was stunk as Batman. I hate Nicole Kidman,
but
regardless.
Biasly, I just love Kilmer.
Tommy Lee Jones was awful.
Tommy Lee Jones, man. But I was a Carrie fan. Kilmer to me could do no wrong. That guy does Tombstone. I'm like, I'm in on this. That's it.
He's not a good Batman.
Nah, but again, there's nobody like you.
Could have the Saint.
I do remember the Saint. He's blind, right?
No. That was a movie with Mira Sorvino.
Yeah, was that the Saint?
No. That was Elizabeth Shue. The Saint is one of my favorites because that was that guy, I forget this guy, he's a Polish actor, I think, or something. And he played this main Russian gangster. But he had the best lines. What I do for Mother Russia!
I thought the Saint was the one where he's blind.
No, he's not blind in the Saint. Well, the Saint was a remake of the old Roger Moore TV show. Roger Moore. From the 60s. Yeah. That's why Roger Moore, they wanted him to play James Bond, but he was doing the Saint, he couldn't get out of the contract, and blah, 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 so they hired George Lazenby, who did the one movie and then quit, and then they still couldn't get Roger Moore, I guess, so they went back with Sean Connery for one movie. And then they had Roger Moore.
Yeah. Moore was good.
You know, I always liked all the Moore movies, but in reality, Live and Let Die did not do that great. And then The Man with the Golden Gun, which I love, was a box office bust.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying, though. I didn't know any of
it. It really was the third movie that he did, which was The Spy Who Loved Me, which resurrected the entire franchise.
Right. And I didn't know any of that as a kid rewatching this stuff, right? So, I love all of them, yeah, right? It doesn't matter. Yeah. So, they're all fine.
Who else died?
Of
import. Oh, right. Nicholas Brendon died. It was sad. He was only 54. Xander, Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
He had a ton of problems.
Yeah, I mean, he had a lot of substance issues, mental health issues. And then a few years ago, he had a heart attack, had a congenital heart problem. And I was watching some, he died in his sleep. I was watching some of his recent live streams. And he just he didn't look good at all. Looked very overweight.
Oh, really?
It didn't look good. I mean, he didn't look like Chris Farley at the end, but...
Some comparison. Like, I am at a loss for words. Like, yeah, all right. He wasn't doing cocaine on a nightly basis and eating and eating 10 and gaining 10 pounds a week.
Speedballs.
Wow. Yeah. Interesting. Yeah. Wow, I'm surprised he didn't do that. Wow.
Right. Yeah, but Farley, how old was Farley? 27? He was like, no, I think he was 30. He's like 33. So.
Oh, yeah? I thought he was, yeah.
No, I think maybe he was 33. Well, this guy was 54.
So. Yeah, a little late in the game for speedballs.
Well,
never know.
And stop Keith Richards.
And he's fine. He's fine. Yeah, that's the only deaths I can think of this week.
So, now that we're in another war with Iran now, I think back to when I was a kid, and they had the Iraq War, the first one.
I don't know if you're going to go in this direction, but I did think of something.
So, wait a minute. So, back in those days, there was the old Scott and Todd morning show.
Right.
WPLJ.
Yeah.
Which was Scott Shannon.
Todd Pettengill.
Todd Pettengill was awful.
Oh, he's great.
Awful!
He's great.
And they, you know, they would create these horrible jingles. This is like 1991. And they had one where it was like, there was that song, Blame It on the Rain. Blame it on the rain. Boop,
yeah.
Boop, boop. So they made one, but rather than like naming it Iraq, because that's where the war was with Saddam Hussein, they used Iran.
Totally really?
Different country. Yeah.
No.
They,
really?
Blame it on Iran or nah, something. It was totally wrong.
Be.
And I remember I was in
you
the
sure
car.
Wasn't blame it on Saddam?
Maybe. I
blame it on Iran.
Something with Iran. I don't know. Or no, bomb, 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 Iran instead of Barbara Ann. Yes, that they definitely had that song. And I was like, this is wrong. And I was in the sixth grade. I'm like, this is wrong. I should call them up.
I was going to say, did you call in?
No. Well, Scott Shannon. What do you mean? It's wrong. It's wrong.
Shannon was fine back then. Now he's in prison.
That's what he sounded like then.
Scott
Shannon. They all those, Don Imus, they all sounded
Imus,
like that.
Yeah, Imus.
Imus in the morning at Charles McCarter.
Hey, Greg, do you know what it's time for?
It's time for...
Well, the old jingle of the episode.
Nationwide, gasoline prices have increased an average of almost 13 cents a gallon in the days since Iraq invaded Kuwait.
Blame it on Hussein for the price of gas. Blame it on Hussein.
Jacking up the price of gasoline. We got ships in the water, gonna sink his boats. Blame it on Hussein.
Hello, welcome to Pumping Day.
He must be insane.
Must a gallon pay before you pump.
He's in love with the camel. Blame it on Hussein.
Hey, Abdul, pump on this.
Blame it on Hussein.
Ooh, not my fault.
What were you going to say about the...
Oh, the Iraq trading cards.
Oh, yeah, the ones at the tops.
Yeah.
Those were
yeah.
cool.
Yeah.
Storm and Norman. Colin Powell.
Saddam rookie card.
A lot of people used to send those in the mail to get them signed by Schwarzkopf and Colin Powell. And, I mean, you couldn't get Bush.
No.
Or Saddam.
No, those are rare.
A little tough.
Those are rare.
Dick Cheney, probably not going to sign it.
Probably not.
I don't think Rumsfeld had a card. Well, he wasn't involved in that one.
He might have.
Nah, he wasn't involved in that one.
I thought I saw some mail cards with him. But maybe there are more sets now. Yeah. It couldn't have been those. Yeah.
They make sets of everything.
Yeah, the 90s card sets, like we were talking about before.
That was Desert Storm. That was even before.
Yes.
Before the actual Cold War was Desert Storm.
90s.
But those were great. No, those were 90. But those are great because they had all the pictures of all the fighter planes and everything.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, oh, look at these fighter planes.
But if you think about it, that's really
so much money on all
that's
these
really
things.
Crazy. Like, we're going to war.
Right.
And they made a trading card set.
Of course.
Of the war. That's wild.
Well, that was, you know,
that's
it was
just
like,
wild.
The whole thing was like a comic book movie, you know, hey, because we won and nobody got killed and. You know, the whole thing was a joke. But, those are good cards. I liked them.
Yeah.
Yeah, but back then, everything had it. It's funny, as we go to get these celebrities and all, and I'm looking for, like, trading cards, and I've seen movies and TV shows that have that had Topps trading card sets in the 80s, and I'm like, I can't believe they made a set for this!
Right, right.
Why? Right. No one's buying this.
Well, I mean, the junk, but the junk wax packs.
Right.
Well, that's all you saw. Like, I had tons of unfinished sets of just everything.
I had mostly, like, the Ninja Turtles cartoon and movies cards I had a lot
of. Batman I had.
Batman, Ghostbusters 2, Back to the Future 2 had cards. Dick Tracy.
Dick Tracy, yep.
Had the cards.
Yeah. Gremlins.
Gremlins 2.
Oh, yeah, 2, right.
Gremlins, yeah, it was 2 by
yeah,
then.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I would get most of them from... from the we called it the lemon ice truck. Other people call it Italian ice. We called it lemon ice. I don't know.
No, that's wrong.
And no, it's another name for it. Because there was the Jackie's Lemon Ice, which was the famous establishment in our town. Mm. But then there was the Little Jimmy's truck that would come around with the lemon ice and the ice cream, and they would sell cards.
Really?
And candy.
Got it from the
they sold everything in these stupid vans.
That's awesome. I would love
25 it. Cents.
Ah. That must have been the same thing. I used to go to the comic shop. That's what I'm saying.
Well, so yeah, I mean, you could have gone
selling,
there as well, but
you're selling,
a lot easier when the thing comes by your house.
You think about the profit they're making on a 25-cent pack.
Right.
Right? How much is it to make? They're just rolling out cards, like Hook, right? Anything out of cards.
Well, when we had the baseball card store, my father initially, I forget where he went. He went to some liquidation sale somewhere and bought cases and cases of junk wax. And not just, no, but it wasn't sports. It was mostly non-sports. I was like, why are you buying all this? He's like, and he sold those cards for like 5, 6, 7, 8 years. They always sold. In fact, my friend at the Digital Press video game store, Clifton, New Jersey, he still puts those cards out, and they sell all kinds of different 1980s, 90s cards. All different kinds. Doesn't matter what they are. Not video game related.
Well, they had the Nintendo cards.
The Nintendo cards. Right? No, they had the scratch offs.
Right.
No, I think they may have had stickers too. The Nintendo cards, I don't remember who made those. Were those Tops?
I don't remember.
Those were hard to find, believe it or not.
I know.
So we passed the Meadowlands Flea Market. Let's go in there and get something.
Hey, listen, I got money in my pocket. Maybe we could get some junk wax. Not nowadays, people are going to...
I wouldn't want it. I'll just better if you get the single card that I want. I'll just get the single card.
It's funny. I was looking for a Ghostbuster card as a kid forever, and then once eBay started, I was like, "Wow, I could just buy the card." I was like, "This is."
Well, it was only Ghostbusters 2. First one didn't have any. Yeah. Really, had very little merch.
But no one did. Like again, like you say, early '80s, not much. But that late '80s, early '90s stuff of cards, like you said, there was junk wax of just every summer blockbuster. Jurassic Park, I had Jurassic Park cards for sure, and the stickers.
Yeah,
that was a big one. Like then there was the Marvel, which is not really movie related. They had the Marvel comic cards. I think that was
those were Impel.
Oh, Impel.
Impel made all the Marvel cards. Right. They made Star Trek cards.
Yeah, I guess. Times.
Yeah, those were fun to collect.
Muppets? Muppet cards.
I don't think they were Muppet cards.
Oh, yeah. The Muppet cards?
I don't remember those.
Yeah. They did the, they were all spoof cards.
Yeah.
So it would be like Kermit as Bruce Springsteen.
When I was really little, then they had the Garbage Pail.
Oh, yeah. I had all those. I had no interest in Atom Bomb.
I had we loved the Garbage Pail cards, Garbage Pail Kids. We had all those cards.
The movie, I don't even know how.
I don't think I've ever seen it.
Oh, God. It's brutal.
Never seen it. Never.
Never seen him. It's right there. Nope, never.
Another inside joke. I don't know what ever happened to that guy.
Tired?
Well, these people are just retired.
So is Always Sunny coming back? Are they done?
I thought they're filming.
Oh, alright. Well, we finally actually have all the cast members. We've met them all.
I need waitress.
Oh, right. Well,
I need waitress.
What's up?
No.
Folk, I need that. I still need the other one. Who's the crazy one?
Artemis?
Artemis.
Don't have Artemis either.
I've never seen her.
She's in more stuff, don't know.
Always Sunny.
Should I go left?
Yes. It doesn't matter, right or left. Same difference. Just easier to get out that way. That's true. Yes, yes. Always Sunny.
Yeah, I'm very behind though on Sunny.
Oh, I'm caught up.
I'm not. I'm like two seasons behind.
Really?
The Irish, when they went to Ireland.
You didn't watch that?
I don't even know if I finished it, right? Someone, Charlie great. And his dad?
Yeah, his actual dad. It was, wasn't it, the guy that we met that was from Star Trek, Deep Space Nine?
Cole was Meany?
Yeah, it was Cole Meany.
Yeah?
I think it was. So, you should be happy that you got him with me. You didn't even know who he was.
I think I pointed him out.
Well, he was the one I was there for.
Yeah, but I think I must have went for him with you. I must have known him. I was for Manny Patinkin.
Manny Patinkin, that was a great one. Huh? Where, what do you want? What do you need? What do you need?
Yeah, yeah,
just
yeah,
the photo.
Come on,
okay.
Come on, come on.
All right.
Yeah, Sunny, I think they were filming. Yeah, but I'm behind on Sunny. I don't have Charlie's uncle.
Which uncle? Oh, I don't have the uncle hands. With the hands? Yeah, I don't
uncle,
have that.
Uncle hands.
I really would like Mac's dad. That's the one there, yeah. That guy.
Well.
But he's and he's a horror name, too, but nobody ever gets him.
Time for you. Look into it.
And of course, you know, what's her name? Died. Lynn Marie Stewart. You got her?
Sure.
Oh, I wasn't going to it.
In the Pee-wee costume. Have you seen the Pee-wee documentary? I don't know if you
watched
it.
Yeah, I watched it.
Yeah, sorry.
Kind of glossed over his child pornography stuff.
No. They do everything. Everything's like that in the last 5 minutes. have you been watching, like, Dark Side of the Ring?
No.
So, like, Harley Race, like, you know, like, beat his wife. That was in the last 5 minutes. Like, they talk about all these things. He dies, and he's like, you know, she comes on, she's like, you know, he used to hit me, and roll credits. So, you know, all's well that ends well. I need to gloss over it. Well, I know the excuse was, you know, he just bought lots.
What?
He bought lots of porn. And
Harley Race?
No.
Pee-wee.
He might have, too, but no. And, you know, they were just in there, even though we asked them.
Oh, give me a break.
Okay.
Yeah, it's kind of ridiculous. Paul Rubens.
Yes, but listen, that's... I think that's... I don't want to say part of the problem, but that is the problem with documentaries, right? It's hard to put everything in general.
Well, the whole Pee-wee documentary thing with that was... At some point, this is several years ago, they started doing it.
Mm-hmm.
At some point, he just quit.
Yes.
He's like, I'm not doing this anymore.
But that doesn't give a reason of why you're glossing over something.
No, I know, but...
It was also 4 hours.
I know, but yeah, what I'm saying is they got to a certain point, and then he just stopped working with them, and they were like, well, what do we do now?
Yeah.
You know, it was supposed to be the authorized whatever, and he quit on us. So they had to wait and like kind of, and then they never got him back.
No.
They never got him back. They had to actually put that in the movie. Like, you know, from this point on, we no longer have his cooperation.
Yeah. And he died. So that's also didn't help.
Yeah. But I think he kind of knew he was in,
It's like
poor
Norm,
health.
Right? All of a sudden, like, you know.
Who?
Norm.
Oh, Norm. Yeah. Well, Norm, you never knew. You never knew what the deal was with him. Yeah. People used to make fun of him. Like, why is he so puffy looking and all this? Cancer.
Right.
Norm had the greatest jokes. The greatest bad jokes that would go on and on and on. So one of the things with the Chuck Norris was, I don't know if you remember this, Tiong, but the Conan O'Brien clip. Where is this taking you? This makes no sense. There's absolutely no reason to go.
That's why I asked, where should I go? I vaguely remember the Conan O'Brien Walker clip.
Yeah, so...
they had the Walker lever, right? With the Walker Texas Ranger lever, and he would pull it?
Yes.
Right, right.
Well, he always had the levers.
Yeah.
So, he had the one clip, and I just saw it the other day, and it's basically, I swear, I think it was Haley Joel Osment that was playing like this little kid, and they're like going, they're talking, and then like that old, the old cowboy guy's like, well, what did you learn about all this, son? And they're like, and then finally, he goes, this kid goes to the guy, he goes, yeah, and Walker said I have AIDS. Something. And then Conan just gets up and walks off, and he goes, I think we should go to commercial. So I guess that was real. It's a real part of the show. Well, he said it was a clip that was, I have no idea what this is taking. He said it was a clip that was deleted. I don't know, so I don't know what it was. But my favorite things with the Conan was when he would bring the TV screen down with the still of like Bill Clinton or Saddam Hussein, and he'd have the guy talking. Those are
Smigel,
hilarious.
Right? I think Smigel did all that.
I don't, what, did he?
I thought so.
Ah, and he's a chiller again. I'll have to ask him.
Yeah.
The Bill Clinton was great. And Saddam Hussein, and who else did he have? Well, you could tell one of them, I don't know if it was Saddam, but one of them was definitely Smigel because he was like, it sounded like triumph.
Right, right.
Like, hey, come on, the Nazis going in! Those were hilarious. I think who else he had?
Conan was great.
Yeah, well, the original late night, you know, before he tried the Tonight Show.
I mean, if you go back though and probably watch that Tonight Show, it's probably not as bad.
Eh, it's okay.
Right.
Then he did TBS.
You know, but TBS wasn't bad. It was just.
Nah, but it wasn't so like. The Late Show was so because. The Late Night, I should say. Was so there because Late Night with Conan was like. It was all the writer. It was writers from Jim Downey and all. It was all the writers from SNL would work on that show.
But that's also, the Letterman, right? The Letterman.
Yes, they did that with Letterman.
Yeah, there's just something. There's something about that 12:30 slot.
No, but it was the same people that worked on like SNL. They'd write for that show. Right. You know,
or
whatever.
You look at who interned for Conan, right? And like came out. And...
Yeah, yeah, we're good ones. That's it there.
Got us the way we needed to go.
So, oh, great. Oh, that's my car. I was like, why is there, what is that car in front of my house? It's my car. That's my car! Caddyshack 2. So, I don't know what else was on the docket. The Recently? World of pop culture.
I don't think anything. I don't really.
That I could think of.
As far as being good?
No. Anything.
Video games, nothing.
Video games, yeah, I mean, some stuff going on with that. Nothing nothing earth-shattering.
Right.
You know, again, we have a mentally insane person as a president. It's getting worse.
That's not a movie.
No, it's real life.
I said it's a movie. Yeah, that's not a movie.
No, it's real life.
I got nothing. I got dead air.
So a couple things I was just going to mention at the end of the episode here. First of all, there was a recent reveal about the Masters of the Universe movie, the live action movie that is coming out, I don't know, I think at some point this year. There was a trailer for it, which I thought was really funny because it was very tongue in cheek, which I think is the only way you can do those movies at this point, sort of like, the Brady Bunch movie in the 90s. Which was a you know, really a farce compared to the original, but I thought it looked really funny and you know, really cool. So they had some kind of cards or something like that. that Hasbro put out pictures of, and so it's some of the extra characters that they're going to have in there. You know, the Lockjaw, and I don't know if it was a merman or I forget a bunch of them that I thought were that were really really interesting looking. And then the other, of course, celebrity death that just happened was the great James Tolkien, who was 94. He was, of course, the principal in the Back to the Future movies. He was also in Top Gun. He played an FBI agent for a bit in War Games. A bunch of other stuff. And then, of course, as we, Rob and I talked about on the show many, many years ago, when we met Mr. James Tolkien for the first time in 2013, right about this time, Chiller, 2013, it was James Tolkien, and he was, the next table over was Michael Dudikoff and somebody else that was martial artist, movie person. And they were literally next to each other. And I don't know if the organizers did it on purpose. I have a feeling they didn't. But the fact that James Tolkien was next to Michael Dudikoff, and they both starred in the Stephen J. Cannell series Cobra that was a that was on for, I don't know, one season. Syndicated in 1993, which I loved. And Dudikoff, and we had this conversation with Dudikoff about why they canceled it and all. And, yeah, so they were on that show together. And while we were there, I made sure to bring the recorder. It was an old, this old recorder I used to have back then. And I asked him to do the, you know, hey, you're a slacker, Greg. And he did it. And that's one of my favorite clips that we've ever done for the Paunch Show. At a convention. So I'll play that at the end. And the last thing I want to do is a shout out, a get well soon to the great, legendary Ronnie B, Ron Bennington, former host of Ron and Fez, who was diagnosed with pretty serious illness recently. And I hope that, that he can recover. It's going to be a tough road. But Ronnie B, one of my all-time favorites, probably the best pound for pound radio host interviewer that I've ever heard. Always so funny, sarcastic, could interview anybody. The guy is so smart and could interview anybody about anything. Probably still to this day, I think my favorite celebrity interview that he ever did was with Robert Vaughn. And they talked for like an hour and a half. It was crazy. They talked about like the JFK assassination, the RFK assassination. And then, of course, the irony was that I met Robert Vaughn at that convention in New York, like, I don't know, weeks later after I'd heard this interview. And I actually mentioned it to him. And he, you know, he commented, oh, yes, it was a good interview. Or something like that, but that was fun. So, yeah, I really hope Ronnie B gets well. Thinking about you, buddy. And we'll go out with the great slacker, James Tolkien. Thank you.
How you doing?
I brought a recorder so you could call me a slacker. Okay, I can have it forever.
I'm going to call you a slacker. You tell me when it's on. What's your
name? It's on. Greg.
Greg, the minute I saw you, I knew you're a slacker.
That's okay. Awesome. Ready?
I'm going to call you a slacker.